No, I think there's a danger of that impression being created. The fact is, you know, not all unionists support these protests in terms of the nature and the character of them or anything else. There are many unionists who want restrained and respectful approaches to the whole issue of flags and emblems because, you know, they have their own confidence in their own position and their own outlook, and they don't need it necessarily reinforced by going overboard in relation to flags or anything else.